What up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State, coming to you on this Sunday, April 14th, 2024, Purple Project Podcast, all about Kansas State Athletics out there in Manhattan, Kansas, coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. We did post a bonus. I'd like to get this off real quick on Podbean, Greer3Eddies'S. Podcast, go look for it. You can find only bonus content on there moving forward, obviously. So we got everything upgraded, everything settled down there. So from here on, for the rest of the year, Lord willing, we will have more bonus content coming. And I'll continue the work to post past bonus content we did over this past year as we're getting close to the end of the athletic calendar for 2023-24. K-State baseball was again off really struggling in Norman, losing and not giving up another double-digit run effort to K. This is actually my second take. I did record something earlier, but I was interrupted. So we're going to do this again a little bit differently as Oklahoma already took the series, and now tied up top the Big 12 with West Virginia. K-State now falling to 21-12 on the year, looking to avoid a sweep here in a little bit. And 7-7 Big 12 play. So, yeah, this was my concern going into this, a little bit of concern with the pitching. I said it yesterday's podcast. I'm going to say it again. Here, it has to tighten up. It's got to tighten up there to the point where K-State's got to get off to a good start. You have to hold Oklahoma, get that offense going. And the pitching, it's going to have to tighten up. I said it again last week on the postcast yesterday. I'm going to say it again today. It's going to get tiresome for some K-State fans. But Alex talked about that on the bonus pod this week, that the pitching has not been that good and it continues not to be that good. So there's that. On that end, in football, I came across this morning as well. Former K-State greats, you got Skylar Thompson, Deuce. I think Felix was there in that as well, returning to K-State. I think this was over the past week. They're visiting Chris Klieman, of course. Skylar Thompson, Miami Dolphins, Deuce Vaughn, Dallas Cowboys. Felix, and Uduke Uzama, world champion Chiefs, Kansas City Chiefs. So that's great. That's great that those guys and plenty more are visiting the head coach, Chris Klieman, as he's gearing up for another season in Manhattan with Avery Johnson at the helm. A lot more football coming up, I promise you, this summer as we lead on into 2024 football for Kansas State football on the gridiron side. Basketball. David Castillo, who signed several months back, and will be on the roster, obviously, with the talks of Doug McDaniel and possibly another get. I haven't followed it recently, but David Castillo from Bartlesville, Oklahoma, went to Sunrise Christian Academy, will play for Team USA in the prestigious 25th annual Nike Hoop Summit. At 9, and this was at, oh gosh, this was yesterday. He played, well, so either, let's just rewind that for a minute. He played yesterday on Team USA for the 25th annual Nike Hoop Summit. They played last night. So if you did catch that, which I did not catch that because had a dear friend in town, needed to do some catching up with him. Castillo was joined last night by Ace Bailey, Rutgers, Isaiah Evans of Duke, Cooper Flagg of Duke, Boogie Flan of Kentucky, Dylan Harper of Rutgers, Ian Jackson of North Carolina, Montrez Johnson Jr. of Illinois, Trey Johnson of Texas, Asia Newell from Georgia, Patrick Nubanga, the second from Duke, and Jaden Quintance there as well. I got that right on the money there on Nubanga. Wow. Or, yeah. So, what's this leave like it is? We got it. But, the team was led by head coach Sharman White out of Pace Academy, Georgia, and assistant coaches Frank Bennett and Nick Labago there as well. So Castillo there, obviously Jerome Tang was very pleased They're excited about his future backcourt signing there as well. So, and we went over this a little bit this week on the podcast there, talking about Castillo, Danny Ames, McDaniel, in another get that I don't know about, at the moment. I'll get that cup here as well. So, yeah, K-State basketball and, of course, the return of Jerome Tang, of course. Hell yeah, towards that. So, there's a lot of optimistic. Try to get yourself back to normal. None of this crazy stuff that's going on behind people's backs and all that other stuff. We got to get back to business. We got to get this team back to the NCAA tournament. And that's what this team has to do. So, and this team, well, coaching staff, the pieces that are... Now, I don't know, and you guys can correct me if that I'm wrong, but I don't know the status of David Gasson right now at this very moment still. So, but it'll be nice to get him back. That'll be a huge piece for K-State. I think Quez Glover... I forgot about Quezzy Glover. Yeah, he didn't even play last year. I was excited to see him. He didn't play last year. I know we've said this over and over on the podcast. So, yeah, sky's the limit. Sky's looking up. Blue. Like here in KC, Missouri. Blue here in KC, Missouri for this men's basketball team, women's basketball team as well. We talked about the forecast there as well with the return of Ayoka Lee this week. Coming right back to a team that was ranked all the way up to number 2 in the country there as well. So if that all sizes itself as well, these teams should be competitive and compete themselves back into the NCAA tournament. Speaking of NCAA tournament, who got snubbed, baseball team, if they're going to even be considered to get into the postseason play, they got to be better. They have to be better against Oklahoma. And they have now, since the comeback against Wichita State the other night at Toyton Family Stadium, team struggling. Team is struggling, and the team is struggling to hold opponents, well, really, Oklahoma, to under 10 runs. They have not done that yet. So if you can do at least hold them or not let them score or hold them under 5 runs, you got a chance to win this baseball game. You got in the middle of the game, you trail 5-0, 5-0 through 5, and then you answer with a big rally. But, again, your pitching cannot hold Oklahoma. You let Oklahoma off the hook in another big inning happened late. Oklahoma, and that was the difference of the game. So, today, here in a little bit, I'm recording this an hour away from first pitch down in Norman of the finale. Oklahoma's already taken the series. So, I just don't understand it. I don't understand it at all. And as co-host Alex Aiden, I'm going to sum up his tweet here. Disappointing baseball. that's what I'm going to call it there as well. And fortunately, K-State got out of the season sweep of Wichita State there. We could be sitting here like 4 losses in a row because they've been tightrope. That didn't make any sense. But they've been right there hanging on with a tightrope, too close to the tightrope and all other stuff. But these games have not been even close. Not whatsoever. I mean, Game 1, K-State made kind of a charge after giving up the pitching staff, gave up 9 in the second inning. That wasn't even close enough. And here, you get yourself in a run, but you can't hold them. You cannot hold them. Pitching has to do what it needs to do. But we'll just have to see what happens there on top of that. We're going to have a lot more on rowing this week on the podcast. And a couple other sports as well. No. Women's tennis wrapping up with senior weekend. Senior day happened yesterday for the ladies. We have not talked tennis much. We haven't talked track field much at all. We haven't even talked football that much. We did talk football a little bit on the bonus pod as well. So I recommend you guys to check it out as well, wherever you get your favorite podcasts, including the Purple Project podcast there with Alex Aiden. We'll probably look. I would like to see the, I know he's going to be either available on Monday or Tuesday. So I want to get a bonus with him before he leaves for his work trip. So I got to work around my other podcast there as well. I'm waiting on the Boston Marathon, which is happening tomorrow on Patriots Day as well, to record that. So I was going to record that today, but you know what? I'm going to decide to wait because a lot of my friends are getting themselves ready to rock and roll up in Boston. So we'll see what happens there. On top of that, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports, and get it. Remember, podcasts are found. We are free and available when we do decide to record K-State content here on this podcast. Two in a row this weekend on the podcast here. Can K-State avoid getting swept in Norman? Find out here in, 4 hours or so like that. But that's going to wave the checkered flag on this edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. Alex Ayton, Eddie Greer, go Cats. You've been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.